Okay, we'll reconvene. Thanks, Mr. Titchener. We have your statement in front of us, so if you can take us through. It had been pre-circulated, so it's and certainly highlighting from your perspective those matters you want to bring to our attention. And then we might have some questions afterwards.
Okay. Thank you very much for the opportunity. My name is Grant Titchener, and I'm the owner of three properties located at 423, 425 and 427 Tarapa Road.
Yes, Mr. Lamb's onto it, if you can show us that.
Yep. So it is that unit there, well, those three sites, that one there and that one there.
Okay, good, thank you.
These properties are adjacent to the Plan Change 13 development site. I'm also the owner of EcoStream Irrigation, which operates at 423 Tarapa Road. EcoStream Irrigation has been operating on the site for 27 years, since 1996. We also lease a 1,600 square metre storage yard behind our workshop from the Waikato Racing Club. And that's located just there, you can just faintly see it. The other two properties adjacent to us, 425 and 427, are tenanted by a business called Custom Utes. We seek to have Plan Change 13 rejected. We believe it is the wrong development in the wrong place. We believe that PC 13 land should be zoned or an industrial development, not a residential development. The Waikato Racing Club have approximately 50 hectares of land. The club is also likely to relocate in the future. It is not often a large area of land of this size is available for redevelopment in the middle of the city. The Waikato Racing Club has developed parcels of land in the past, but we would encourage them and the Hamilton City Council to have a planned redevelopment for the entire area rather than develop areas on an ad hoc basis. A planned redevelopment would allow existing and future industrial areas around and within the redevelopment area to have large enough buffer to allow industrial businesses to operate without the constraints of a residential zone in close proximity and the constant threat of reverse sensitivity complaints. There is no justifiable reason why Plan Change 13 land must be zoned for residential development. We have had discussions with a commercial industrial property valuer, and his view is that the revenue generated from a residential or industrial development at this location would be similar, and that the site was far better suited for an industrial development rather than a residential one. You will have seen by reviewing all the submissions that every industrial zoned neighbour, with the exception of Hamilton Vets, which is also our neighbour, is opposed to Plan Change 13. This includes every industrial zoned property owner and almost every tenant. And by the way, there's a reason why Hamilton Vets, who initially opposed Plan Change 13, did not make a submission. There are a total of 26 initial submissions made regarding PC 13. 22 submissions were opposed, 3 submissions were in support, and 1 was neither. If PC 13 was an industrial development rather than a residential development, of the 22 submissions that were opposed, 20 would not have opposed an industrial development. That's 90% of them. It is clear that an industrial development is preferred instead of a residential one. If there was true consultation at the beginning of this process, Plan Change 13 may have actually been an industrial development as opposed to a residential development. As the owner of three industrial properties, with all the other industrial zone property owners adjacent to the Plan Change 13 land, We are without doubt the group most negatively impacted by this development. We will be unfairly disadvantaged by being forced to accept a medium density residential zone with three-storey houses and possibly five-storey apartment buildings close to our boundary. As an industrial zone, we are permitted to lawfully operate our businesses, which make noise, smells, operate all day, all night, weekends and public holidays. Noisy businesses that can operate lawfully in the industrial zone may include chainsaw and mower repairs, truck and machinery repairs, motorcycle repairs, tyre repairs, heavy engineering workshops similar to ours, even a fire station or other emergency vehicle depots. Nighttime activities may include loading and unloading shipping containers and trucks, the use of noisy tools like impact drivers, rattle guns, roller doors opening and closing, compressors and fans operating continuously, trucks emptying rubbish bins, industrial rubbish bins. The noises we are lawfully permitted to make will without doubt cause sleep disturbances for residents at night and affect shift workers or anyone else sleeping during the day. The location of residences in close proximity to an industrial zone and the likelihood of reverse sensitivity conflicts will reduce the number and type of businesses that will wish to tenant our properties. This will consequently drive down rents, reduce property values, and restrict future development of our sites. Mr. Oliver states in his evidence that Plan Change 13 is a carefully prepared plan change. This statement could not be further from the truth. Plan Change 13 at best could be described as a poorly planned development with a complete lack of acknowledgement by Mr. Oliver, the Waikato Racing Club and the Hamilton City Council of the consequential negative impacts on the adjoining industrial properties. If we had not employed a team of skilled professionals led by Bevan Holbrook, including Phil Lang, Alex Jacob, and Michael Hall, we would not have been made aware of the serious loss of industrial property rights. Is it fair that every industrial zone property adjoining PC 13 land should have the following restrictions? A requirement for new buildings and extensions to be set back 8 metres from the boundary, whereby currently there is a 0 metre setback. A requirement for new buildings and extensions to comply with a height in relation to boundary plane of 3 metres, plus 28 degrees and 48 degrees, whereby we can currently build a building 20 metres high on the boundary. A requirement for light spill to comply with 3 lux at the boundary, whereby it is currently 10 lux. A restriction on our ability to establish activities requiring an air discharge consent. A restriction on our ability to establish hazardous facilities. A requirement for additional landscaping for vehicle spaces, service areas, and outdoor storage where adjoining or visible to a residential zone. Hamilton City Council should have also identified these issues before accepting Plan Change 13 for notification, which demonstrates a further lack of focus. Some amendments have been negotiated by our team to reverse these issues, but we, the submitters, have still been forced to fund a large financial cost, tens of thousands of dollars, just to maintain our existing property rights. This is totally unfair and absolutely unacceptable. EcoStream Irrigation manufactures irrigation and pumping equipment predominantly for dairy farmers and kiwifruit orchards. Our hours of work can be 7:30 in the morning to 11 p.m. at night and up to 7 days a week. As we are an engineering workshop, we undertake some noisy activities. The noisy activities include processing steel, including cutting, grinding, punching, shearing, and hammering steel. An air compressor is also often operating. However, we are allowed to operate all night in the industrial zone and the adjacent residents in Plan Change 13 area would be affected by our lawful activities. Also, it would be very difficult to control the noise at night from our workshop, particularly if three-storey terrace houses are located close to our boundary. EcoStream has already experienced firsthand the high cost, wasted time and stress of reverse sensitivity issues on our business. Back in 2009-2010, EcoStream, the Hamilton Vets and the Waikato Racing Club were on the receiving end of reverse sensitivity complaints from residents of that live on top, work underneath units regarding noise, dust, smell and flies. These units are adjacent to the Plan Change 13 land and located at 6 Kemround Drive. These perceived problems were generated mainly from horses which grazed the paddocks behind our workshop and vehicles travelling along a gravel driveway to the rear entrance of the Hamilton Vets and our storage yard. Prior to the live on top, work underneath units development, horses had grazed this area for decades. There was no prior consultation with neighbours regarding this development. And soon after the residents moved in, the complaints started. We were required to build a boundary fence and plant shelter trees for dust mitigation. The Waikato Racing Club had to collect horse manure every morning and every night from all the horses that grazed the paddocks behind our workshop. The complaints continued, and the Waikato Racing Club eventually stopped horse owners grazing horses in the paddocks, which they had grazed for decades. The reverse sensitivity conflict cost EcoStream and Hamilton Vets more than $17,000 in 2009 and 2010, plus the ongoing maintenance costs to this day, not to mention the loss of revenue to the racing club. Ongoing tension still exists between some of the residents in EcoStream, Hamilton Vets, and the Waikato Racing Club, all of which have been operating for many, many years prior to that residential occupation. Plan Change 13 is a recipe for endless conflict between residential and industrial operators, as they are simply incompatible activities when placed close to each other. This situation can and should be prevented. In the unfortunate event that Plan Change 13 proceeds, it is essential that a no complaints covenant is registered on the title of every residential dwelling. The residential setback we believe should be 60 metres or more, with the acoustic treatment recommended by our acoustic expert, Mr. Alex Jacob. When it comes to traffic, some of the others have talked about this prior to us, but the traffic to and from the development is proposed to use Ken Brown Drive and Sutristram Ave. Based on the Waikato Racing Club estimates, there would be an additional 1,500 vehicles trips per day and 160 trips per hour. Since the childcare facility has been completed in Sir Tristram Avenue, there's a lot more traffic using Sir Tristram Ave. And due to the roading design, vehicles entering and exiting Sir Tristram Ave have priority over the traffic exiting to Rapa Road service lane. This already results in queues for vehicles leaving the service lane at rush hour. If another 80 vehicle trips per peak hour are added, the outcomes will be much worse. We request that Main Street Place is used as a primary connection